Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening in. And we always get started this way. We play our creed, something we live by. And that is, we don't worry, we work. We don't doubt, we believe. We don't make excuses, we hustle. We don't talk about it, we are about it. We don't follow, we lead. We don't do it to have, we do it to become. We're not victims, we take responsibility. We're not suckers, we earn our spot. We're not a statistics, we stand for something. We are not the clay, we are the potters. We design our own lives. Let's jump into the podcast, guys. Hope it can bring you some value today. Let's go in. Hey guys, how are you doing today? Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. I think I almost sound abrupt there, like I may have frightened someone, may have scared you, but I'm sorry about that. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. I'm doing this one. This is a Saturday morning. I know you listen it at different times because it's go over different platform in a kind of a drip feed way. So it might not go out on the same day when I'm doing it. So this is October 12th. It's a Saturday morning, bright Saturday morning. Bright enough. It's getting colder in New York City. I'm in New York City. I'm a native of Jamaica, West Indies, and the Caribbean. But I'm living, I reside in New York City for a couple of, maybe 5 years now. I'm a husband, a father. I have a beautiful family. One son, one stepson. My stepson is 18 years old. My son is 4 years old. And we live in New York. So that's a little bit about me. Sometimes I just assume that everybody knows these things and I don't stop to say it. So that's me. So this question is something that is near to me. I can relate, and I wish someone had asked me, or I wish I had asked someone this question back when I just left college and I was doing really good in business and in life. And then before you know it, all of that went away. Just gone, did nothing, broke, desperate, just depressed, stressed. And the question is, Lo and I want to, I watch my family do business, both my immediate family and my more extended family. And I grew up seeing them do business, but by the time I am in my 30s, all these businesses went away. And everybody is struggling. Now I've started business. I'm doing well for myself, but I have this hung up. I have this, for want of a better word, pet peeve about sustaining, ensuring that I can do differently. I'm confused with what actually happened as far as the businesses are concerned. Everybody have a different explanation, but is there any proven way for me to ensure that I don't fall into the same trap? And it is a beautiful question. It's an intelligent question, and it is a real way of thinking. And of course there is. Like, life is not based on certainty, but life is based on high probability. So you will realize that people who eat well have a high probability of higher probability of living a longer and healthier life. You'll realize that a car that is serviced often have a higher probability of running well for longer periods of time. So that is to show, and also businesses that follow a set of steps, life that follow a set of steps, athletes that follow a set of duplicatable, repeatable steps that are noted somewhere that you can go and look at, have the higher probability of getting a certain result. So rest assured that there are things that will put you in the higher percentile of being able to sustain. And if you look at businesses, and I'll do this from a wider perspective, I grew up in a community where for a 30 to 50 mile radius, there was an ambition. I don't know if it came from the plantation, to build a big house, a huge house. So it would be a family of 4, 5, 6, and it would be a house that have 15 bedrooms, 8, 10, 12 bedrooms. Some of it was competition, but some of it was passed, handed down through several generations. It was all about a big house. So all these structures were built up in my community, in Boca St. Anne, and you could take it to the wider St. Anne area. Huge structures. And I watched them. As I was young, they were corrected. I born, was raised seeing some of them that were already there before. And then after, you know, about high school, during high school, the latter part of high school, all I could see was decay. It's just dilapidated buildings, houses that are poorly maintained. And the same happened with the hotel industry, because we are from Jamaica. Is our highest income earner is tourism. Our highest foreign exchange earner is tourism. It's the biggest industry. It earns the most international revenue for the country. There are loads of hotels that were built, and they were there, and they were there. Until around about the mid-2000s, international chains started to come, building newer hotels. They immediately lost a good chunk of their market share. Some of them, most of them, and started to sell out because the buildings were run down. So I'm saying this to say that the reason why this happened, first of all, is that there was no maintenance and sustenance plan. There's no plan that was carefully laid out about how do we maintain and sustain these houses, these hotels, over a period of time. So we all get into business and we make a budget. If we are doing taxi service, if we are doing public transportation, if we are doing anything that we have a vehicle or a resource that we use to earn that money, we get into business and the money keep coming and the money keep coming and the money keep coming. But what we don't like to do is we don't like to spend money on all the crucial areas of our business that is necessary. We will spend money on the urgent things, the things that need to fix right now, the things that are maintenance issues that are coming back every time, but we don't want to spend on the longer term maintenance issues. For example, even if you're a professional, a lawyer, spend a chunk of money, a doctor, a physicist, a therapist, whoever they are, spend a chunk of money up front and they go to school. They do the work, out of school, done. And they practice for 25 years and they never take a refresher course. They never learn about the new technology and the new equipment. After a while, their effectiveness and their knowledge deteriorated, falls off, because they're not maintaining. You must have a maintenance plan. So look at your business. The simple answer is look at your business. Find out what are the avenues available for you to maintain your business in every area. If there's a physical structure, how do you maintain it? If there are professionals involved in running it, how do you upgrade them? How do you have training programs? So the businesses that sustain, the businesses that grow, the businesses that stand the test of time are constantly evolving. They have a growth plan. Short of having a growth plan, you'll have a very difficult time staying at certain level or going forward. Bear in mind that nothing stays stagnant. It's either growing or it's dying. You're either creating or you're degenerating. That's the way of life, and it doesn't matter what you look at in life, that's how it works. So you now have to say, okay, start with you. What is the plan for you to upgrade your skill and your competence in finance, in marketing, in management, in leadership, in whatever area that is crucial to your business? Then you look at the organization. What is the plan to update our processes? What's the plan to improve our facilities? What's the plan to improve our staff? Where are the training programs? Where are the softwares? How is the industry moving and how do we keep pace with that? You look at them, you pick a plan, you test it, you stay abreast, stay on the pulse of the industry, and you invest money in it. There was a dentist back in the, I heard the story of a dentist back in the 80s who was practicing in I think California it was, and he used to pay 10,000 US at the time. That was a lot of money. Probably would be valued at 50,000 US. Every year, he would go to this dentistry seminar in Japan. And he was doing it for 6 years. And his friends were like, what are you doing that for, man? You practice, make enough money. We're making this money. We don't have much of us out here. It's fine. He's like, no, I got to grow. I got to be ahead. I got to stay on top of what is going on. 7 years in, because he was at that seminar, he stumbled and was one of the front runners in this huge technology that came out in his industry. Turns out that was a game changer for his business and his life, because he went on to make millions because he was the sole person doing it and he was the franchisee for the whole thing in the entire United States. Because that happened because he had a growth plan. So you need a growth plan for your personal life as related to your business, and you need a growth plan for your business. And the growth plan usually pretty much take care of the maintenance issues. It's the maintenance is a branch of it, and the sustenance issues is a branch of a growth plan. Anything that doesn't have a growth plan is likely and is poised to sink into mediocrity. Anything that doesn't have a growth plan is likely and is poised to sink into mediocrity. Everything is moving, everything is changing. Nothing is waiting around. So you have to move with the times. You have to move and keep up with the technology. You have to have the right resources and tools in your business and the right people with the right skills that can match the movement in the industry as it is. And many people are taken aback, or many people are caught off guard by being front runners and forerunners and the big names in the thing, until some kid who is not sleeping at night come up with something, and one morning they wake up and it's all gone. Remember, Yahoo was offered $19 billion for the company. They said no. They turned around a couple of years after and had to take five. The guys at Netflix wanted to buy out Blockbusters. Blockbusters are like, no, whatever. Now they disappeared. Like many companies have disappeared. Nokia, BlackBerry, they have disappeared because they couldn't keep up and they failed to invent fast enough. Anybody can be wiped out by new technology. We know that. We understand that. But you have to position yourself to be able to flexible. Let's say you're in an industry that someone who has more resources come to wipe you out. How about your plan when realizing that, hey, maybe I can't take this industry to the peak, but maybe I can have enough real estate property, for example, to shore up myself, and insurance policies to shore up my finances. Because most times when you can shore up your finances, when you can stay cash rich, when you can stay liquid, when you can stay afloat, you can reinvent yourself. If your business crash and you don't have any money to reinvent yourself, you're bankrupt, you have nothing, then that's how most people just lose it all together entirely. So think about that. So you have to look at your business and how it works for the purpose, like give it a real honest look. It might be a hustle. It might not be able to scale. It might be totally dependent on you. But how can you leverage the resources, the money that you get from that, to build something else or to position yourself to continue to increase your streams of income? And remember, the formula is, no matter what you're doing in business, if you're a business person, you're an entrepreneur, it's easy to talk to you on this. The formula is a high income skill money from that high income skill to build a scalable business, money from the scalable business to invest. And once you're investing, you having money working for you, either at the top level of or the back end of the scalable business, or the money from the business that's adding other passive sources to your life. So that's the deal. Have, first of all, start with a growth plan in mind, and branches of that growth plan will have maintenance and sustenance. How much you can scale and all that might be kind of different depending on your industry. You can always reach out to me and we could look at it a little bit more, but that is the general idea about life and business: the growth plan and the sustenance and maintenance plan. Have a good one, guys. Always a pleasure coming to you. Remember, share the podcast. Tell someone to listen. It might help someone. It might help an entrepreneur. It might help somebody who have problems with managing money. Help someone having problems in staying focused and living, pursuing their goals and dreams. And I'm here to help. That's what I'm here for. I have several platforms. I'm contributing to lives all over. My platform on Instagram is about 50,000. My platform on Facebook is another, 5,000. And my email is about 23,000. So we are contributing and we're helping out there. So you can be too. So share and let's help each other. It's all about a team. Team work all the time. Have a great one. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.